FBI agent Reggie Montgomery and her best pal, Lemon Sage Gordon, stood behind the curtain in a press room of the Sweetwater television station. "Thanks for coming with me today, Sage. As department liaison, it's good of you to stand in for the sheriff. We need the parents to remain as calm as possible during the investigation. Having a show of force behind the search will help. They need to understand we're doing everything possible." Sage shrugged. "Not sure what good I'll do, but I'm happy to be here. Wyatt's been working 10-hour days for 3 weeks straight. He needs this time off. And he and Shay have had their hunting trip today planned for months. Deer season is extremely short. I didn't want him to skip it." Reggie laid a hand on Sage's shoulder. "You're a good wife. It takes a special person to live the life of a sheriff's wife." Sage smiled. "I guess that's something you and Shay don't have to worry about. With you both in law enforcement, you understand stress that comes with the job." Reggie frowned. "Yes, but still, the hazards of our careers affect our lives. This is anything but a vacation. I was hoping Shay would get some rest while we're here."
"Yeah, I know. You and Shay wanted to spend this week with friends. It's good for Wyatt, though, that your boss asked you to step in and take over the FBI's end of this missing child case."
"Yeah, Benson was called away on another case. Lucky I was in town." Larry Benson had replaced Reggie on the Sweetwater Human Trafficking Task Force when she and Shay had been reassigned. Now, he had been pulled into another undercover case. Reggie had stepped into her previous role, the one she'd give her eye teeth to return to permanently.
"Shay has no lasting effects from his injury. Guess the surgery and therapy helped him fully recover?"
Sage eyed her curiously. Mumble of the crowd of reporters on the other side of the curtain grew louder. They were getting antsy. It was nearing time for the press conference. Reggie glanced at her watch and nodded. Her fingers raked the stone she always wore around her neck. "That and his stubborn will. The man's a fiend when it comes to working out. He's back to his old self, maybe even stronger."
"That's a good thing. A U.S. Marshal needs to be in top shape."
Sage slid a hand along her best pal's arm.
"So, if you and Shay could, would you move back to Sweetwater?"
Reggie sighed, heavenward. "In a heartbeat. We feel useless in Utah."
"Utah, for God's sake. Nothing important happens in Utah.
We'd give our eye teeth to be assigned to our last post in Sweetwater. We're not being punished, only pushed into the twilight zone. Until the public forgets our way to publicized faces."
Sage snickered. "Well, you have to admit, you had the wedding of the century. It's taken years for people to stop talking about you."
"Yeah," Reggie grimaced. "We were supposed to keep a low profile so we could be effective at our jobs. Shay and I have a passion for that work. We want to get back to it. And we want to live close by our friends. We'd take positions anywhere in the Midwest, within driving distance of Sweetwater, so we could be near you, Wyatt, and our friends. We miss you and Shay, too." Sage's head turned toward the back hallway.
"Here come the parents."
She gestured toward the mid-30s couple entering the back door. Reggie walked toward the couple and shook the hand the man put forth. "Mr. and Mrs. Moore, how are you holding up?" Sage followed Reggie into the hallway. Twyla Moore winced.
"Good as you expect, I guess. Nervous."
Her husband, Ryan, slipped an arm around her. Reggie put a hand to the mother's wrist. "That's to be expected." She gestured toward Sage. "This is my associate from the sheriff's department, Sage Gordon." Sage extended a hand and shook the man's when he offered it.
"I'm sorry to meet you under these circumstances."
Reggie studied every move the parents made, looking for any clue they might be involved in their child's disappearance. So far, they acted the grieving parents. "No, more." Twyla shook Sage's hand limply, and her voice quivered.
"Thank you. We appreciate everything y'all are doing to get our baby back."